Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
Well, thanks again to Jesse Rogers from ESPN, going to be the dugout reporter for the Padres-Cubs series starting tomorrow on ABC at 12:08 Pacific time. And he said it'll be Matthew Boyd in Game 1, he believes, and then Shota Imanaga in Game 2. Both lefties. Padres going to face a lot of left-handed pitching. Also mentioned the red-hot Michael Busch has been leading off for the Cubs. Didn't talk about it, but Michael Busch was involved in a bit of a controversial incident on Saturday when he was facing the Cardinals and had doubled, homered, and tripled going into his at-bat in the eighth inning, with the Cubs leading the game 7-3 in the eighth inning. And the Cardinals season already
done,
meaningless at this point. Ollie Marmol decided to intentionally walk him to get a better matchup in the eighth inning, and the Chicago fans did not like it.
Woo!
Boos raining down in Wrigley Field. According to Ollie Marmol, quote, "I'm not here for anybody's amusement. I'm trying to win a game."
I mean,
next guy grounded out to the pitcher, so I think it worked. Craig Counsell said, "Man, it was a baseball decision. Rightfully, it was not met with friendliness from the home crowd, but it was just a baseball decision." If the Cardinals are still in it, even though they're down 4, I totally get it. But when the season is over for the St. Louis Cardinals, pitch to the guy. Just, you know, try to get him out and give him a chance to get a single for the cycle late in the
game. Tyler makes a good point here. Said he should have hit a single instead of that second home run, because he did have 2 home runs.
He did. So, yeah. That's true.
Like, I don't know, man. I was, you know, listen, it's a very hard-o move. Very, very hard. Hey, I'm just trying to win a baseball game here.
I'm not here for anybody's amusement. Ollie Marmol said.
Well, I know the Cardinals fans are not amused with what you've put out on the field the last couple of years, Ollie. So I just, again, you know, it's kind of a bummer. He did get 4 ABs, though. He got his 4 ABs without a walk and decided, hey, I'm not going to let this guy beat us anymore, you know, hit any more off of us. And the cycle's pretty dope.
Clearly different situations in the franchises. But the Cardinals moved on from Mike Schilt.
Yes.
Who has gone on now to lead the Padres to the playoffs and 90-plus wins in 2 straight seasons, whereas the Cardinals have missed the playoffs 2 straight seasons under Ollie Marmol. Now, they haven't been investing in their team the way the Padres have been investing in their team, so it's not an apples-to-apples comparison. But if you're a Cardinals fan, I'm sure you're wondering a little bit, like, why did we let Mike Schilt go and make Ollie Marmol our manager the last couple of years? Doesn't seem like that was a great call.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, you never know. You never know. I think Ollie Marmol, I saw a couple interviews, I think Katie Wu did with him. I'm like, all right, this guy gets it. But, you know, you got to have the pieces in place to do it. They did spend some money, brought in Sonny Gray and guys like that. They tried to trade Arenado. He didn't want to go. I mean, they're trying to like do.
He said he will be willing to go this offseason.
Yeah, he will be willing to go at this point. That's a rough year for them. But yeah, I mean, look, I thought it was. It's not. I don't know. Is it Bush League? Kind of. It's kind of
Michael Bush League.
It's Michael Bush League. It's Bush Stadium League. All of the above, but. Yeah, I don't know, man. There was no no-hitters this year.
No no-hitters at all this year. First time since 2005, I think it was.
No hitters.
Wasn't a no-hitter all season.
Yeah.
Yoshinobu Yamamoto was very close,
Ben.
And then the Dodgers lost that game.
Very, very, very close. Very
That's
sweet.
Why you play all nine
That's
innings.
That's why you play all nine innings. Probably canceled the parade for the no-hitter. Exactly.
All right, Paulie's got some headlines for us. It is time for the Randall Report.
And get things started here
with our edition, today's edition of the Reindl Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Reindl Report with Paul Reindl.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindl Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Happy Monday, gentlemen.
Happy Monday.
It's the Reindl Report brought to you by your local Kia dealers. Visit Kia.com to discover movement that inspires. Just got two stories for you guys today because I think we can riff on both of them. First, want to go to Saturday night watching the Padres game, taking on the Diamondbacks at Petco Park. And it was the top of the sixth inning, coming back from a commercial break. If you were watching on TV, you saw Mud Grant was waving out of the booth, looking at all the fans. Everyone's cheering him on. He didn't quite know what was going on. And turns out during the commercial break, the Padres had a nice video tribute to Mudley for 30 years in the booth with the San Diego Padres. Don Orsillo had some nice words to say. And then Mud, the emotions took over and I think got all of us. Wanted to just play the whole clip from Saturday night here.
Back at Petco Park, where my partner is being honored right now. 30th season. Voice of the Padres right here, Mark Grant. Outstanding. Some great pictures from over the years in his time here.
I'm very lucky. Very fortunate. Sitting next to you, Don. I didn't expect that. Thank you. Thanks to everyone. It means a lot. That's very, very humbling, and I'm honored. I love the Padres. I wore the uniform. I apologize. Love the brown and gold. I love those guys in the dugout. Love the guys in the clubhouse. I love you, Don. I love the Padre organization from top to bottom. It's part of my life. It's most of my life. So thank you. Appreciate it.
Standing O.
Thank you.
The Friar Faithful.
And thanks for all the nice things everybody says about Donnie and I in the booth. I mean, you're only as successful as the people you're surrounded by, and I am so lucky through the years too.
Carlos Hernandez coming over and hugging him from the booth next door. That's when I was like, oh my God, Carlos.
I was weeping.
So, thank you very much.
That was incredible.
Oh, man.
Got me good. Got me real, real good.
I love Jesse's tweet, Jesse Agler, when he said, you say Mark Grant to anyone in San Diego, you get a smile back. What could be better than that?
That's it.
You do. It's hard. You can't. Mud. Mudley.
I'm one of the few people on the planet he screamed at, by the way. Like, one of probably five. I mean, take his playing days out of it. But, yeah. Like, since then, I think I'm one of five people he's probably screamed at.
Raised his voice.
Yeah. Well, you don't put an 85-year-old to play first base when I'm pitching.
It's his fantasy camp, too.
Just don't do it.
It's his fantasy camp, too.
It's his fantasy camp, too. All right.
He was wrong.
Yeah, I mean, he's a crap managerial decision. We love Mud, but that's a terrible managerial decision.
Well, that's why he's in the booth.
I mean, cost you an error. That's an error on you, right?
Yeah.
Cost me a win and you an error. So, guy's the best.
He's the best. I texted him right after that inning.
Me too. I was like, thanks a lot, dude. We're weeping over here.
Said, Mud, I effing love you.
Yeah.
You are the best.
He's the best.
Any other thoughts on that?
He's a sweet man.
He is a sweet man. He even likes you.
He even likes me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Likes you a lot.
You know who else I think
Higgy.
Is?
Higgy. Calls him Higgy.
Yeah, Higgy. He's the best. Anytime he comes on our show, it's always appointment listening. He's the best. Love you, Mud.
Love you,
Mud. If you're listening, we will transition. Sunday Night Football. We talked a little bit about the game last night. Ended in a tie, 40-40, overtime thriller that really the NFL has got to figure something out. I don't know. I guess if they want to say it's a safety thing, just go to college overtime rules. They've really nailed it down.
Was anybody mad if that game kept going a little bit longer last night until a winner was decided? But we'll focus here on the halftime announcement that came during Sunday Night Football last night. Now, is this an NBC Super Bowl? Is that why they did it at halftime?
Probably,
yeah. NBC Sunday Night Football. They kind of teased it throughout the first half that there would be a halftime announcement for the Super Bowl made at halftime last night. And sure enough, coming back from a commercial break, you saw Bad Bunny sitting on the goalposts, and you heard his some of his music, and then the date just popped up. Super Bowl, whatever that is, 60? Super Bowl 60.
60. XLX.
XLX. Up
no, just,
in
yeah, just LX.
San Francisco.
Just LX.
Or Bay Area.
Here's on NBC.
Just LX.
Just LX. 50 plus 10.
Okay.
LX.
LX. All right.
Personally, I was not expecting Bad Bunny.
Well,
there was a ridiculous amount of hype for Taylor Swift and even like some clues that had been dropped. Reporting is that she was in talks for the. Wanted to get paid for it. They don't
really
pay. The Super Bowl doesn't pay. You actually end up paying
a lot
of money as an artist.
That's true.
That's right. And she goes, don't pay.
I mean, I don't know. I guess you could look at it two ways in with Taylor Swift in mind. Like, hey, you're the biggest. You don't need an extra whatever.
Yeah, what do you need
money.
An extra 300
or
grand for or whatever?
Credit to her for knowing her value and being like, no, I'm not doing that for free. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, don't give it away.
Metallica was thrown in there. Miley Cyrus's name was thrown out there. And
Adele.
Bad Bunny just.
Adele.
Yeah,
remember
we talked about Adele like a week ago.
Adele rumor.
But it goes to Bad Bunny. I think it's a slam dunk. I think that is a great choice.
I think
I've really enjoyed listening to Bad Bunny over the last year. I don't know a lot of the words,
right.
But you get the vibe. I watched him perform, I think on SNL it was last year. He was the musical guest. He's also really funny. He was in Happy Gilmore, too. He's pretty funny in that.
Yeah.
He seems like a good dude. And I started listening to his music a little more, and I'll go, I don't really know, but I get the vibe of what he's talking about here. It's fun. He's a global icon right now. I think the NFL nailed it.
You want to get the biggest that you can get. The biggest and the best, you know, that you can get. And I think, you know, as far as, again, like Paulie said, I don't know. All I know is there's probably about 9 Padres that are elated that Bad Bunny is going to be performing. It's good enough for me. I haven't enjoyed one since Prince, really. I mean, I not enjoyed him. I thought that they've done a good job. But none of them were my favorite artists of all time.
I enjoyed The Weeknd.
I did
a bit,
too,
actually.
Very much. Yeah. I thought it was great.
Who was last year? That was 4 years ago or 5 years ago.
Who was last year?
Pandemic. Kendrick was this last year.
Kendrick was good. And I'm not a
Rihanna was before that. Who was?
Yeah, those were all good. You get the biggest stars.
I got dragged for a tweet I sent last night. And I want to explain. Because I said, I've reached that age. And if we're lucky enough, we'll all get there one day. It's the age when I won't know a single song by the Super Bowl halftime performer. I barely held on through The Weeknd and Kendrick Lamar, but I made it. The Bad Bunny will mark the end. And everyone was saying, oh, that's on you. I'm not saying it's a bad choice. In fact, you should not be programming the Super Bowl halftime show for me.
Please don't.
Or my dad or
even
Woods.
Don't.
You should be bringing in acts like Bad Bunny that are going to activate and excite a younger generation. I'm watching the Super Bowl no matter what. I don't need a halftime show to watch the Super Bowl.
100%.
But if you draw in another couple million people because they want to see Bad Bunny, but they weren't sure about the game, but they will definitely be there for Bad Bunny, that's a great call. And I don't even dislike Bad Bunny's music. I don't know any of the songs because I always listen like for the lyrics, and I can't hear. I don't understand the lyrics.
Right.
So I can't really totally ever get into it. So I don't know any of his songs specifically.
How'd you like to read some of his lyrics translated in a little bit?
Translated?
Yeah, we'll translate
it
for
you. Not in Spanish?
Correct.
Are they okay to read on the air?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I don't know, actually.
Yeah. It's the vibe.
I mean, if they're okay to read at a Super Bowl halftime show, they must be okay to read on a radio station, right?
Yeah.
Because they're going to be... We know that, you know, networks have gotten in trouble. Janet Jackson, if they get too risque during the Super Bowl halftime show... So, Bad Bunny must be one of the cleaner artists around, I would think.
Well, it's interesting that you say that. So, we will, maybe at 9:30, I'll translate some
Ben
for you.
Reads Bad Bunny?
I'm not saying I haven't heard of Bad Bunny.
No, I know. We know.
I certainly know who Bad Bunny is. I know that he has songs that mention Fernando Tatis Jr.
He does.
Which is cool.
It's very cool.
His A song, I believe.
A song that mentions Fernando. They're not all about Tatis.
That's what, years ago, too.
We talked about it when it came out.
Must have been like, yes, God, thank you. Little shout out, you know, from Bad Bunny. Now he's huge, man, and I'm interested to see it because I'm interested in watching all of them.
Clay in the chat says, "Bad Benny,
Bad Benny."
Yes,
it's our new segment.
Yes, 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 yes.
All right, well, we can get to that.
Somebody said you can't make everybody happy. Is there any artist that would make everybody happy? No. The answer is unequivocally no.
No.
Prince did.
Prince was about as close as he got.
Not today. But then he made everyone happy. I mean, I remember when Springsteen came out, I was like, oh, no, dude, I don't want to see. And I'm a rock and roll guy. I would like to see them mix it up a little bit with, you know, like I'd love to see
not
a band.
Too many people were mad about Rihanna.
That's true.
Phenomenal.
You're right.
She crushed it.
You're right.
And she was pregnant.
She was really good.
She just was up
there. I
don't
remember a lot of people going, I can't stand watching this. I think everyone was pretty entertained. And
I think everybody liked
Rihanna was probably my favorite halftime show since Prince.
That was...
She absolutely crushed it that year.
And I do think, you know, being in the Bay, I think Metallica would have made a lot of sense, but you're going to...
But again, you're programming then for the people who are already watching the Super Bowl.
50-year-olds that are like, yes.
Now, Bad Bunny, he's not even touring in the United States. But he said, I'll do one show.
I'll do one show.
It's got to be the Super Bowl, but
cool.
I'll do it.
Yeah, pretty cool. It'll be great. One thing I do know, it'll be great. Like the production.
The pageantry, it's going to look unreal. I cannot wait. They made a great choice, I think.
As much as I would have liked the Brothers Gallagher to play the Super Bowl, I don't know that it makes a lot of sense. A worldwide phenomenal tour, I
get
it.
Ben just wanted Christopher Cross.
Yeah, yeah. If they programmed you, it'd be Hall & Oates getting back.
I saw someone suggest Sammy Hagar, which...
Well, Sammy Hagar, people would be like, what is happening? What? He's actually doing the Australian Football League that I told you earlier. Thank you, Paulie.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you.
Super Bowl halftime show brought to you by Santo Tequila.
That's right. That's right. You can do a lot worse than that.
All right. Well, some Bad Benny, I guess, coming up in just a few minutes. This hour, I'm Bennett Woods, brought to you by Staples. The Staples HP Tech event is on now at Staples. Tech smarter, not harder, with up to 40% off AI-powered PCs, plus up to 35% off select HP printers. America's most trusted printer brand. Offer ends 11/1. Staples, that was easy. All right, we're starting to get some, a little more clarity as to what the Padres are going to be going up against pitching-wise. Talk about more of the Padres-Cubs matchup coming up. Take a little time out, and we'll give away some basketball tickets. I know Woods is very excited. The NBA is coming to San Diego, actually, this week, if you didn't know. And we've got tickets for you when we come back with Bennett Woods on San Diego.
Here's a taste. Oh.
Now, we just talked about how we don't dance. This is for if you dance, you're all about that.
You don't. You can't even like move a little bit to this.
This is a little bit to it.
Makes me want to move a little sexier.
Yeah. He's gonna crush it.
Ben in the chat says, "Does Ben know Bad Bunny's name is Benito?"
Benito.
I did not know that. I did not know that.
Agreed.
All right, that is all coming up with Ben Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3. The Fan. First, though, whether you're watching football, baseball playoffs, or even basketball season coming up right around the corner, Prize Picks is your way to make real money off your sports watching. Yeah, it's great to be right with Prize Picks, where you're setting daily fantasy sports lineups between 2 and 6 players and winning real money by doing so. Over this weekend, set a couple of lineups, watching pro football games. You can put your favorites in, like Saquon Barkley or Josh Allen. You're just picking more or less. Passing yards, touchdown passes, rushing touchdowns, rushing yards. It's all there in baseball. Oh, it's great. It's 1.5 hits or 1.5 runs plus RBIs plus hits in a game for some of your favorite stars like Manny Machado, Fernando Tatis Jr. Prize Picks is the official fantasy daily fantasy sports partner of the San Diego Padres. To get started, all you have to do is download the app. And when you do, at prizepicks.com, use the code KWFN. You're going to get $50 in lineups. When you play your first $5 lineup, that's code KWFN. Get $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. You can go with the power plays, which is try to get them all right for the big payouts, or the flex plays, where 4 of 5 or 5 of 6 pays. Easier to win. Get some more of your money back that way. There's lots of different options with Prize Picks. Check it out today at Prize Picks, where it is good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just a reminder, you did not miss Dennis Lynn, our Lynn-sider, traveling this morning to Chicago. He will join us tomorrow as the Padres get ready to take on the Cubs, Game 1 from Wrigley Field. We'll also have Jesse Agler on tomorrow and Sammy Leavitt, who has traveled with the team. So we'll have plenty of on-site previewing of the Padres-Cubs series from Wrigley Field.
The Chicago threesome, as it were.
It will be. And we will talk with Dennis about the piece that dropped this morning about A.J. Preller, the GM of the San Diego Padres, which I have gone through it now. And if you're a subscriber to The Athletic, you can check it out. I'd say it's one-third about A.J.'s GMing, one-third about his eating habits, and one-third about his basketball playing.
Yeah.
It's kind of how it breaks
fair.
Down.
It's fair. He's an interesting cat. Maybe the most interesting cat in baseball. Maybe. Right?
Yes. I'm fascinated.
Certainly the most interesting GM. No question.
I knew a lot of this. You know, I know a lot about the basketball. As my brother
on his team.
Is on one of his dozens of pickup teams that he apparently treats as seriously as his basketball GMing. I mean, he
baseball
scouts
GMing.
As baseball GM. He scouts. He has pickup teams in cities across the country when the Padres are traveling. He will put them together in advance.
Got
he will
taxi
text
squads.
People at 1 a.m. and go, we're playing at 6 a.m. Meet me here. This is where we're playing. He travels with basketballs. He does all of this. And then what I didn't know were some of his eating habits, though, which includes everything doused in either barbecue sauce or ketchup, apparently. Come on, A.J.
Morning, guys.
Morning, A.J. What's your problem?
Chicken fingers.
Chicken fingers.
Doused in barbecue sauce or
tendies
ketchup.
Tendies and barbecues. Bo and Taylor like, hell yeah, sounds good.
Like, that's my jam.
That's my jam, bro. Oh. The ketchup on steak is the one that gets me.
Ketchup on steak.
That's the one. If you said to me, Woodsy, I like steak, but I really like steak sauce, I would say, you know what? You go to the nicer steakhouses, you don't need a sauce, but I'll eat a little béarnaise on one of mine, right? I'll dip. I don't slather it on.
A poivre, a little pepper sauce.
A little pepper sauce,
yeah,
right?
Bad.
Maybe a little reduction, some sort of peppercorn reduction. Fine.
Even down and dirty A1 has a
if
little
you
umami
go with
in
A1,
it.
I have no... If you said, Woodsy, I know we're at Bob's right now. I brought in a little thing of A1. I'd go, I totally get it.
A1.
Just a little taste.
It's got some umami in it. It's fine.
What is umami?
That's like that deep flavor that you get from,
tangy?
You know. Yeah, it's beyond tangy. It's like the sixth taste that you just
umami
don't get.
Is
umami.
It's the sixth
taste?
Yeah,
it's like a richness that comes through. Like, it's not sweet, it's not sour, it's just
tangy,
umami.
Though. A1's very tangy.
Japanese do it really well. There's some tangy in it. But ketchup has nothing other than really
ketchup
sweetness.
Is, that's the problem. If I was with him, I'd be like, I would. That would embarrass me. But again, you also go, let people eat what they want to eat. If it tastes good to him, then so be it. But it is one of those things that you look at and you go, come on, be better. This is, you don't need it here. That's what the whole point is.
You're
you
at Bruce Chris and he gets out a bottle of Heinz
yeah,
and starts pouring it on
you're like, you don't
there.
Need it here. You don't have
also
to have
also says
it.
McDonald's and Panera are on heavy rotation, and so was the local Denny's in Encinitas before it closed.
I'm telling you, Hannah and I used to go to that Denny's all the time, and when it closed, it was devastating. And I know he was devastated. It was right up the road from where he lives.
Oh, and Oreos at odd hours, and his drink of choice is chocolate milk.
How am I 50 years old? 50. And the thought of dunking an Oreo into milk makes me retch. My kids do it. It makes me retch.
Really?
I can't stand it. I don't like milk. No. So I don't like plain white milk. So the thought of dunking and making it soft with milk flavor makes me sick.
You never, like, you're not a big cereal guy?
I eat cereal, but I use it for the liquid, and then I bleed off the milk and eat the wet cereal.
I have a glass
cereal.
Of milk almost every night.
No one on the planet is surprised. Literally no one. There's
but
not one
the
human
reasoning
being.
For it, I think you need to know. Because usually what I'll have for dessert is I'll just have like a little piece or two of chocolate, like a chocolate caramel.
Yeah,
like that's like the nightcap.
That'll be my dessert.
Nightcap with a glass of milk.
Or I could even have a couple Oreos. I like Oreos, but the milk.
Oh man,
I love the relief from the sweetness that it gives. I like the sweet, but I don't want the sweet to linger in my mouth.
What about water?
And no, water doesn't work. The milk erases the sweetness, and that's better than actually the dessert, is the then relief from the sweetness you get from the 1% milk that I like.
So I know that people are like, Woods, you never heard? Of course I've heard of Oreos and milk. Of course I have. Of course I have. It repulses me. Then you read what he does, and I went, oh.
Chocolate.
How have I never thought of this?
You're just doubling up then on the chocolate.
Yeah.
You like it?
Because here's the thing. I'm such an idiot, and I get it. If you poured me a glass and said, you have to drink this, I swear to God I would throw up. Bo drank a glass of milk the other day. I had to walk out of the kitchen. Just wipe and I go, I got to go. Hannah goes,
you're
really?
Not
I go,
like my house.
I go, I got to walk out.
I can't
watch this person I love drinking this milk. I had to walk out of the room. It makes me wretch. My dad used to force me to drink glasses of milk. Force me. You need the calcium. I'm like, it makes me so sick. You pour me a trough of chocolate milk, I'll drink it. Does that make any sense to you at all?
It really doesn't.
It's not the milk. It's the flavor of the white milk is what makes me sick. Like dirty socks is what it tastes like
it
to me.
Doesn't.
Socks. Like gross aftertaste in socks.
You're not like lactose, right?
Uh-uh. I'm not lactose.
Tastes like 100% cow udder.
Inner cow udder. So again, after like I'll have a chocolate milk after a workout sometimes. It's good. You know, I love chocolate milk. I don't drink it a ton. I don't have a glass of chocolate milk every day, but I'll have maybe one a month.
It's the original protein drink.
Yeah, it really is.
It's
and
the
so,
protein smoothie. Chocolate milk is the original protein smoothie.
But when I see I swear to God, if Hannah sat down on our first date and ordered a glass of milk, I would have gotten up and walked out. as beautiful as she was and is, I would have walked out of the
I'm
restaurant.
Very particular. It's got to be 1%. It's got to be ice cold. But if it is, I love my milk. It is.
It's so gross.
And I don't want it sweet. I don't want to add anything.
You don't
sweet.
Add any.
I love the relief from the sweetness that it gives me.
It makes me so. It makes me wretch so bad, so bad. If there's ever something for me, a punishment that you have
milk.
To do,
just a glass of milk,
just a glass of cold milk,
not the gallon challenge,
not the gallon challenge. Just
a glass
drink
of milk.
This glass of cold milk. You will not. I wouldn't make it.
You'd like a shot of milk?
I could get a shot down. I can get a shot down of anything. I can get a shot down of gasoline if I have to, but a shot is fine. But
next time we go out, White Russians.
Yeah,
see, I can drink a White Russian.
You can,
yeah, because it's got yeah, but it's got
vodka
it's cream.
And Kahlua.
It's you know I'll drink some cream,
right.
Dude. No problem.
Cream, but not milk.
You know I'll get some cream.
Heavy
down
whipping
in.
Cream.
Heavy whip.
I don't like milk. It's not fatty enough for me.
Right.
That's a good take there, Woods.
I don't like that. I don't like that cow's that watery cow's milk.
I don't like skim milk either. It's too watery. But I can do 1%.
My dad, I'm telling you, he used to make me finish the milk from my cereal, Polly. I'd sit at the table. And he forced me to drink
it. So if we're doing this, I used to drink 2% milk my whole life.
Yeah.
I could not drink anything else. But I realized that wasn't the best for my health. So I weaned myself off by mixing 2 and 1 slowly over the process of like several weeks before I got used to the 1% enough that I could just have 1% milk, and now I am on 1%
milk. Ben's milk is laced with whole milk.
Yeah. I snuck some whole milk in it for you. He's tied off.
Spiked it with some skim milk.
Like we started at about, 1.75%, right, and then we moved it down to 1.5%.
I don't care that we're late. I need you to walk me through this weaning. When did it happen?
It was probably about 25 years ago.
Okay, yeah, so you went to the store, you bought a bottle of 2% and
a bottle of 1%. And then I would pour in like 3/4 2%, and then
into
one quarter into a glass that I was
okay.
Gonna,
okay, so you
yeah,
physically,
both of them at the same time,
okay.
And then it would be like 1.75%, and then I did that for a
How
couple
long
weeks.
Did this take?
That was like a week or two, and then I would do half and half of each, half 2%, half 1%. So that was 1.5%. And then I would do more of the 1%, so it was like 1.25%. And then eventually I was down to 1%. I had weaned myself off the 2 down
when
to the 1.
When you would slip up, would you go back to the 2%? If you're in the grocery if you're in the grocery store and you're like, you look around, you're like, nobody's watching. Who's going to know?
So I went from 2 down to 1, a slowly weaning process.
I've had to overcome a lot of things in my life, Paulie. A lot. You know, bad habits, this and that and the other. This dude over here literally had to just let this sink in.
I'm speechless.
Let this sink in.
My addiction to 2% milk, I was able to conquer.
Let this sink in. This dude had to wean himself off of 2% milk. If that doesn't describe this man
rehab,
in a nutshell, how are the group meetings going? Good?
Hi, my name is Ben.
2%
I like
addict.
2% milk.
They're like, hi, Ben. We've been there. Here's your stories.
God, give me the strength.
Only him.
They didn't have 1% when I was growing up. It was either skim, 2, or whole.
Carlos,
but then they invented 1.
Little bags of 2% milk. Ben's in the car. I want to get an 8-ball of that. It's like 4 of these bags.
Wow.
You're unbelievable. I can't believe, again, 7 years, Paulie, till we had to find this out.
I don't feel bad for making him do what we're about to do in the next segment.
All right, but before,
I would have, but now I don't. You're right.
Before Bad Bunny becomes Bad Benny, Basketball Benny is going to give away some tickets because the NBA is
breaking news.
We have some breaking news.
Whoa!
Well, let me give some tickets away quickly. The Nuggets taking on the Timberwolves at Pechanga Arena coming up on October 4th. Tickets are on sale now at AXSAccess.com, but we're going to give away a pair of tickets right now to go see the game this weekend. 833-288-0973. Call now, 833-288-0973. Pair of tickets. Nuggets, Timberwolves at Pechanga Arena, NBA preseason coming up. What's the breaking news?
Bob Melvin.
Gonks, dude.
Ooh, the first.
Bob Melvin dismissed.
Black Monday.
As Giants manager. After meeting with ownership, I met with Bob today to inform him of my decision. Giants president of baseball ops, Buster Posey, said, on behalf of the organization, I want to express my appreciation to Bob for his dedication, professionalism, and class. I wish him all the best. After careful evaluation, we determined that making a change in leadership was in the best interest of the team. The last couple of months have been disappointing and frustrating for all of us, and we did not perform up to our standards. We now turn our focus to identifying a new leader.
Holy.
Well, you did trade away a lot of his players at the deadline,
you
too.
You did.
Hmm.
Wow.
So we were saying last week we didn't foresee any guaranteed moves, and there hadn't been any until this morning. But Bob Melvin gets the pink slip.
Somebody tweeted last week. It was one of the talking heads up there. Alex Pavlovich or one of those guys, they're really good, man. They know their stuff up there. He was like, don't be surprised. People are like, no, he just signed an extension. They're like, Buster Posey would rather pay him to go away, I think, at this point after that. Wow. Bo Mel to the Rockies, perhaps. Just make his way all through the NL West.
No, speaking of the Rockies, can I tease what's coming up on Wednesday? Not yet.
Still working on it.
Hold on that one. We'll take a timeout. Come back. Last segment of Ben and Woods on the way, including Bad Benny on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3, The Fan. Good Benny, though, and Good Woods will remind you that to be responsible and take care of your family, you have to have your estate documents set up before you're gone. Once you're gone, it's too late. That seems pretty obvious, but got to remind you that you got to do it now because you don't know what the future may hold. And if you go to trustandwill.com, you can get it done quickly and affordably with no visit to a lawyer's office necessary.
Absolutely. Just go to trustandwill.com. Use the code radio20 when you check out. This peace of mind is something that everybody needs. I'm so glad that I got it done. It is such a load off. So, again, check it out for yourself. Trustandwill.com. Took me 25, 30 minutes. Could take you a little longer. Could even take you a little bit shorter, depending on what you have and what all you need to accomplish. But trustandwill.com, the code is radio20.
Help your family avoid the hassles of probate court. It can keep your assets tied up for months. It's expensive. No one wants to be there. You can help them avoid that by setting up a trust for them so they can have access to your funds, to your assets immediately after you're gone. Simply go to trustandwill.com. Use code radio20 at checkout to get 20% off at trustandwill.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I know I've already said it a few times, but I want to make sure we get the word out that 97.3 The Fan going to be hosting a playoff watch party this Wednesday. All of our hosts, Ben Woods, Braden Show, Gwen and Chris Show, going to be out in Carlsbad at Park 101, PRK 101, right there in Carlsbad Village. Bi-level sports bar with a rooftop deck, huge screens, North County's best barbecue, craft cocktails. Will be giving away autographed baseballs, all presented by Estrella Jalisco Light Mexican Lager. Wednesday, game two, located at 3040 Carlsbad Boulevard in the Carlsbad Village.
It's funny, I remember years ago walking to another event that we were doing somewhere else down there. And I parked and I walked by Park 101 and I go, why aren't we doing it here? I'll never forget. You may remember which one it was, but I went,
I do.
You know which one?
I do.
It had a TV the size of this monitor for a huge game. And I remember huddling around said TV going, I just passed a place that looked like it was off the chain, like crazy big TVs. People were having the time of their lives. And I walk in and I'm like, oh, well, that was different. So now we actually get to go to this really, really great one. So I'm excited.
We will see you out there on Wednesday. If you're looking for a place to watch the game, we invite you to join us.
I think I had to sit on your shoulders to see the TV at that tight, at that other one.
Was not perfect.
Wasn't ideal.
But, Park 101, that's the place this
awesome.
Wednesday. All right, let's check traffic one last time. And then Woods has
a little treat for you.
There. All right, fine. So this is based on Bad Bunny being named as the Super Bowl 60 halftime performer.
Yeah, and actually, I wish I could take credit for this idea, but I'm not kidding you. When you sent that tweet out last night, that said, read the tweet again that you got dragged.
I've reached that age. If we're lucky enough, we'll all get there one day. It's the age where I won't know a single song by the Super Bowl halftime performer. I barely held on through the weekend and Kendrick Lamar, but I made it. Bad Bunny will mark the end.
Okay. It doesn't have to. I think that's what people...
You got five months
to learn Spanish.
How about this? Benny,
learn Spanish.
I told you earlier, if you Pelotoned with some Bad Bunny playlist,
I'll look for a Bad Bunny workout at some point. But okay. I don't really know any of his music.
Correct. And again,
I know what it sounds like. Yeah, I just don't know any of the songs specifically.
They gave you 5 months or so to figure it out.
All right.
So you're being willfully...
What Paulie played this morning, I enjoyed the vibe.
How you did the...
Right.
Yeah. Oh, look at this overbite. He can't not overbite. He can't not, look.
Can't help it.
He can't.
That's how you dance,
yeah,
right?
He can't
a little overbite
not
dance.
Not overbite. Yeah. So I thought, you know, you're like, I don't understand the word. So we just had some translated for you.
Well, that'll help.
Yeah, this will help. All right, just start at the top.
All right.
It's from a couple of years ago.
Do we know
ago?
What
yeah.
song this is?
This is Volvi.
Volvi.
Tell me why you are throwing stones at the moon. As illogical as removing me from your skin. After God, I'm your everything, baby. How's it going with him? I know in the end, you won't forget me, not even a little bit. In the end, baby, you miss how I touch you. Remember, I know your body, Mammy. Every corner inside and out.
Uh-oh.
Tell him that I came back for you. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm that tattoo, Mammy, that can't be erased without any nonsense. I'm not coming with sweet talk. Tell that jerk that you always think of me. That when he finishes is when you are just starting.
Whoa.
And that when, that's when you feel the difference. I always give it to you with the consistency. Tell him to give up, to do his due diligence. Is this the correct translation
yes.
of everything?
Yeah, just keep going.
Because I came back for you to do it to you real nice how you like it. Get on all fours and I'll hit it out of you like Tatis.
There you go. Sports reference.
It's a sports song, Ben.
You got it in the Jeep and you didn't have panties.
Oh, my God.
This is in Spanish. So don't deceive yourself. It's impossible that you don't miss me. Our relationship is for years. There's no way to damage it. With him, you don't even sweat. You don't even have to shower after.
Oh, my God.
After the sex with me, the bed sheets have to be thrown out. They're going to have this at the Super Bowl halftime show.
I don't know if this song is going to be on there or not.
Okay.
Maybe. Keep going.
A towel for the girl so she can get dry. I don't want another. You're the one who knows how to make me IMAX. Today I came to rescue you. Is that it? That's it.
I like how you said mommy.
Mommy? Mamie?
Mamie?
Hello, my mamie.
It's not his meme.
Hello, my mamie. Hey, meemaw. You got it in the back of the Jeep. You didn't even have panties on, Mimi, Mom.
Mamie, are these yours?
Holy crap, dude.
That was worse than any of the raps, honestly.
He is beet red. He needs to have a glass of milk to cool down. So that's Bad Bunny Translate. It's loose translation, but it translated indeed.
Like an AI translation?
I don't know. Paul, you just pulled it because somebody DM'd me last night, like, have him read this tomorrow. I go, that's such a good idea. Thank you. I wouldn't have even thought of it.
Get on all fours and I'll hit it out of you like Tatis.
I like what he said. What's the consistency one? The one that got me so good. It could be in his, you know, when you do radio shows like Stephen Woods, and then you have like a little saying from me, and then you Ben Higgins. And what's the line with consistency in it?
I always gave it to you with consistency.
That's
tell him to give it up to do his due diligence.
When you retire, you should say, I always gave it to you with consistency.
And that's when you feel the difference. I always give it to you with the consistency. Tell him to give up, to do his due diligence.
Paulie, why is it so much funnier when he reads literally anything? Literally, I could give him the dictionary. He could read it and I would laugh. Oh, my Lord.
I got a lot of work to do now.
So much work. So much work. I always give it to you with the consistency. That was so good. So, yeah, it's now.
Anyways, Bad Bunny should be great.
How excited are you now that you know, kind of where he's coming from on this?
I think they're probably glad he'll be singing in Spanish.
Somebody just said in the chat, you just got all of our audience pregnant. Just you reading that. So imagine how it's going to feel around America when he goes and does his thing.
So
that's one of my favorite things we've ever done.
Sports,
great job, Benito.
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, culminating in the Super Bowl. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Yeah, I think we should make Ben read Bad Bunny lyrics once a week from now until the end of the
season. Yeah, so then you're really ready.
You'll be ready to go, dude.
You're really, really ready for when the halftime show kicks off. I enjoyed that very much. Very much.
Maybe it's more the music than the lyrics.
I mean, I think, you know, if you speak Spanish, those lyrics really speak to you.
What is due diligence in Spanish anyway?
I don't know, but I'm interested to find
diligencia.
I'm very interested to find out. What's on the sports agenda tonight?
I think it's just mostly
Monday night
just
football.
Kind of preview. We'll have live we'll carry live the Padres pregame news conferences with Nick Pivetta, Manny Machado, and
Mike
Schilt, all coming up during Braden's show. Right around the noon hour here from San Diego in Chicago. It'll be 2:00, but they're all talking to the media. They'll have their workout this afternoon, and we will just be kind of previewing it until game time tomorrow at 12:08.
Monday Night Football doubleheader tonight.
That's right.
Not great.
Yeah, we got the first game is on ESPN. That is the 4:00 game, and that is, I've got it right here. Hang on.
Bengals.
Jets-Dolphins. Two winless teams at 4:15.
Very cool.
Bengals-Broncos at 5:15 on ABC. Got sports every day this week. Monday Night Football, then Padres all week
long
on Channel 10.
Thursday. Maybe.
Do we want? I guess
Would you take, if I told you, I guarantee you a Thursday game,
yes,
but that means the Padres can't sweep,
I'll
you take it right
yeah,
100%.
Now?
100%. You take
in a
it right
heartbeat.
Now?
Yes. God, yes.
No chance of winning the first two.
I will, if you said you're, there's
you'd want,
no, there'll
you
be
want
a game
the
three.
Season to come down to a game one three
game.
On Thursday.
Yeah. That
all
means
right.
We won one.
All right. Well, we'll talk more about it tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. That'll do it for us. Braden and Italian Paul, probably not in the happiest of moods as a Mets fan, coming up next. For Paul Reindl, for Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Monday from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Bad Benny out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.